It is a portion that I actually read when I was over there. And it's Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. I just want to give consideration to a few verses here, a few thoughts, and then we'll turn to something that we were to experience. Acts chapter 11, verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them. And a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. And tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. It came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church, taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Amen. Just ending there, the words of verse 26. It is a portion which causes us to think of Antioch. Antioch was some 300 miles north of Jerusalem and a little bit inland. It was considered in those times to be the third greatest city in the Roman Empire. Where I was based after the pastor's conference was considered the third, is considered the third largest city in Nepal. But Antioch was known for its business, it was known for its commerce, it was also known for its sin, its immorality. And yet when the gospel came to this place, it came to those who were utterly pagan. And you notice in the reading that how there was the preaching unto the Jews only, and then when they came, those unnamed men came to Antioch, they preached unto the Gentiles as well. And the instrument is human, men and women, but the power is divine. And you'll notice how the hand of the Lord, verse 21, was with them. And a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. We can turn people to our own ideas. You can turn people to a congregation or to a denomination. But you can't turn people to the Lord without the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord is a little phrase that indicates the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we need in our preaching. And that's what we need in the witness here in Market Hill. And many believed, of course, through the preaching. God is pleased through the preaching of the gospel to save them that believe. There's various words even used of that word. Verse 19, it means to speak, preaching the word. Verse 20, it means to pronounce the good news. And so forth. And there's many that turned on the Lord, and so the news spread back to the church in Jerusalem. And what they did was they sent Barnabas. And when he came, and this is the verse that really struck me when I was over there, verse 23, who when he came and had seen the grace of God, he saw the grace of God. And I think I can say that over the last 2 weeks. I've seen the grace of God in the lives of men and women. Men and women that were born, nurtured in Hinduism, and the many gods, and the idea is you have to please all these gods. And it so happened that when we arrived on the Thursday, that Saturday was a new year. Saturday was a New Year's Day. They don't go by our calendar. So their year is 2081. They're ahead of us. But there was all celebrations and so forth. And we came on parades, of course. Hindu parades. worshipping the gods, and that's what the land is. It's full of it. But we are able to see the grace of God in the people. And the grace of God that has brought them, turned them from idols to serving idols to serve the living God. And here Barnabas was to see the grace of God. And I trust that that is what we endeavor to do. That whatever else people might see in us, that they see the grace of God. In other words, what God has done in our lives, how He's changed our lives, how He's changed our hearts. And Barnabas saw the grace of God, and of course it rejoiced him. He was glad. And you know, I can say we're glad when we go amongst the Nepalese believers, and there's a warmth with them, and there's a happiness with them, even though they've nothing. And here's Barnabas, and he goes to Antioch, and he encourages them to cleave unto the Lord, to keep going, and to strengthen them. And of course, when people of God are strengthened, then that causes them to grow and mature. And you can see how when he noticed what was going on, he realized he needed help. And so he went in search of Saul. Remember that man Saul that he brought to Jerusalem and presented him to the elders, and they didn't want anything to do with him. They were a wee bit tentative because they knew all about what he had done before. But it was Barnabas who was there. And he remembers Saul, and Saul is cutting his teeth in the ministry up until this time. And the sense of the word there is he has to go and search for him. It's not just a case of, well, he's going to be there, so I'll go to that house. There's a labor in a search. And he has to search until he finds him. And when he does find him, he brings him to Antioch. And for a whole year, this is where they ministered. And so the church there in Antioch, it was strengthened. It became known as a center of great teaching and great preaching. You can imagine Barnabas and Paul both ministering the word in this church in Antioch. Verse 26, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. It may have been a derogatory term, but it was a term that stuck. Christ ones. Followers of Jesus. Followers of Christ. And that's the name that we bear tonight. As you look at the early New Testament church, we bear the same name as Christians, as do the believers in Nepal. And it's just, I want to leave that wee thought or two with you. It's not much, but I do trust that the Lord might write it upon our heart. As I said, I read that verse 23, and I couldn't help but think, we've seen the grace of God here. And we're glad. I exhorted them as we through our preaching in that time. And so may the Lord bless even those few thoughts to our hearts.